According to John Neal, an avian biologist with the Utah Department of Natural Resources, a shrinking Great Salt Lake has serious consequences for the migratory bird populations that call the lake home throughout the year. The largest nesting colony of American white pelicans in the western United States reside on Gunnison Island.
On average, we get about 10,000 breeding adults over the last 10 years, so that's about 5,000 nests.
But as the Great Salt Lake shrinks, the breeding grounds for the pelican colony are under threat from wildlife and humans.
Dropping water levels for the lake is important for the Gunnison Island pelican colony because if it drops too low, the island becomes a peninsula and is accessible by land, either by coyotes or people that might cause disturbance. Even just one coyote at the wrong time of year can cause the whole colony to abandon. So all the young pelicans will die if the adults abandon the colony. So if it drops below a certain lake level, there's a chance the colony might not exist anymore.
The public can get involved in monitoring Great Salt Lake pelicans by reporting banded pelicans.
If anybody sees a pelican with a green wing tag or any other tag, they can contact me at johnneal@utah.gov, or they can also report their sightings at reportban.gov.
The public can find out more information about Great Salt Lake pelicans at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rachel Hager.